Welcome back to the UAP Research Deep Dive with UAP Caucus.
Yes, welcome back.
Today, we are going to be strapping in.
Oh, yeah.
For a deep dive into a research paper that tries to put some actual numbers to those mind-blowing flight capabilities that we keep hearing about with UAPs.
Absolutely.
Get ready, because we're talking about G-forces that would turn a human pilot into jelly.
That's right. We're going to be looking at some serious physics today.
Ooh.
The paper is called Estimating Flight Characteristics of Anomalous Unidentified Aerial Vehicles in the 2004 Nimitz Encounter.
Okay.
And it was presented at a scientific workshop.
Okay, so right off the bat, the Nimitz Encounter.
Yes.
We're talking about the Nimitz, the one with the tic-tac, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
This paper zeroes in on that event, using physics and math to try and break down what eyewitness accounts and the data tell us about how these UAPs might be moving.
So for our listeners who maybe haven't heard every detail of the Nimitz case, can you set the scene for us? Especially those early radar observations that got everyone's attention?
Absolutely. Picture this. November 2004, the USS Nimitz Carrier Strike Group is off the coast of California, conducting routine exercises. Then things start getting weird.
Okay.
Their radar, specifically the SPY-1 system on the USS Princeton, starts picking up these unidentified objects way up high, like 80,000 feet.
That's higher than most commercial airliners fly, isn't it?
Significantly higher.
Wow.
But here's the kicker. These objects, sometimes in groups of 10 or even 20, would then suddenly drop down to much lower altitudes, around 28,000 feet, and then just sort of cruise south.
So they were hanging out at these incredible heights and then making these sudden dives.
Precisely.
Okay.
And it's those dives that really caught the attention of Senior Chief Kevin Day, who was operating the radar on the Princeton.
Okay.
He reported that these objects would sometimes plummet from 28,000 feet all the way down to sea level, basically vanishing from radar in less than a second.
Wait, hold on. Less than a second. That's like falling off a cliff and hitting the ground before you even have time to scream.
Right.
How is that even physically possible?
Well, that's the million-dollar question.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what the researchers in this paper set out to investigate to see if they could make sense of these seemingly impossible movements.
Okay, so walk us through this.
Sure.
How do you even begin to calculate the kind of acceleration we're talking about here?
They started with the basics: distance, time, and acceleration.
Okay.
They knew the approximate distance the objects traveled during these dives, about 28,000 feet.
Right.
And they had Senior Chief Day's estimate of the time it took, a mere 0.7 seconds.
Okay.
With those two pieces of information, they could use physics equations to figure out the minimum acceleration needed to pull that off.
And what did those calculations show? What kind of numbers are we talking about?
Fasten your seatbelts, because this is where it gets wild.
Okay.
The estimated acceleration came out to a staggering 5,600 Gs.
5,600 Gs.
To put that in perspective, fighter pilots who train to withstand intense G-forces can only handle about 9 Gs.
Wow.
For a very short time.
Okay.
5,600 Gs would turn a human into, well, let's just say it wouldn't be pretty.
5,600 Gs. That's like being slammed into a brick wall at warp speed.
Yeah.
What kind of energy would you even need to produce that kind of acceleration?
The researchers did some back of the envelope calculations, assuming a mass of 1,000 kilograms for the UAP.
Okay.
Which is actually on the conservative side.
Okay.
What they found is that the power needed would peak at an incredible 1,100 gigawatts.
1,100 gigawatts.
Oh.
For our listeners at home, that's more than 10 times the total nuclear power production of the entire United States.
It is.
Are you saying this tic-tac-shaped thing was packing more power than a nuclear power plant?
It's a mind-boggling thought, isn't it?
It is.
And remember, that's just based on the radar data alone.
Right.
We haven't even gotten to the visual encounters yet.
Okay, well, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
What about Commander Fravor?
Yes.
He's one of the pilots who actually saw one of these things up close and personal, right?
Right. Commander David Fravor was the commanding officer of Strike Fighter Squadron 41.
Okay.
He and another pilot were diverted from a training exercise specifically to check out these strange radar contacts.
And what did they see when they got there? Was it just another blip on a screen, or was it something more?
As they approached the area where the radar contacts were last seen, they noticed a disturbance in the water below, like something was churning it up.
Yeah.
And then all four pilots in the two jets, including Commander Fravor's wingman, saw it. A white, tic-tac-shaped object hovering erratically above the water.
So we're not talking about some fuzzy radar image.
No.
But multiple experienced pilots actually seeing this thing with their own eyes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Commander Fravor described it as being about 40 to 50 feet long.
Okay.
Roughly the size of an FA-18 fighter jet.
Okay.
But with no wings, no control surfaces, no exhaust.
Wow.
No sign of any kind of propulsion system whatsoever.
That's just bizarre.
Yeah.
How is it even moving if there was nothing pushing or pulling it?
That's the big mystery, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fravor said it was moving in this really strange, jerky way, almost like a ping pong ball bouncing around a room,
okay,
making sudden changes in direction without slowing down or seeming to adjust its course at all.
It sounds like it was breaking all the rules of physics as we know them.
It certainly seemed that way.
Yeah.
Fravor tried to get a closer look, but as he maneuvered his jet,
right,
the object mirrored his movements.
Oh, wow.
And then suddenly bolted away at an incredible speed.
Okay.
He described it as accelerating like it was shot out of a rifle.
Wow.
And vanishing from sight in less than a second.
Okay, now we're talking about something straight out of a sci-fi movie.
Right.
This isn't just moving fast, it's teleporting practically.
It's one of the most fascinating and perplexing aspects of this whole event.
Yeah.
And remember, this is a firsthand account from a highly trained and experienced pilot. Someone who knows what they're seeing in the air.
So how did the researchers take Commander Fravor's visual account and try to quantify it, to put some numbers to these seemingly impossible movements?
They knew they couldn't just rely on Fravor's estimate of the exact distance at which the tic-tac disappeared.
Okay.
Human perception, especially in a high-stress situation, can be tricky.
That makes sense.
Yes.
So how did they account for that?
They cleverly used Fravor's description of the object's size and shape, combined with what we know about the limits of human vision,
right,
to figure out the farthest distance he could have possibly seen an object that size.
Okay.
Essentially, they were determining the absolute minimum distance the object had to have traveled to vanish from his sight.
That's a really smart way to approach it.
It is.
So using that minimum distance, along with Fravor's estimate of the time it took to disappear?
Right.
They could then calculate a lower bound for the acceleration, right?
Exactly. And even with those conservative estimates, the numbers they came up with are still pretty astonishing.
What were they?
The lower bound for the acceleration came out to around 150 Gs.
Yeah.
With an average estimate of around 550 Gs.
So even taking into account the limitations of human perception,
yes,
this thing was still pulling G-forces that would turn a human pilot into, well, you know,
let's just say it wouldn't be a pleasant experience.
No.
And keep in mind, these are just lower bound estimates.
Right. Yeah.
The actual acceleration could have been significantly higher.
Okay, so we've got the radar data from Senior Chief Day.
Yes.
The visual account from Commander Fravor.
Right.
Both suggesting this thing was capable of accelerations that defy our understanding of physics.
That's right.
But there's one more piece of evidence, right?
Yes.
The famous Nimitz video.
Yes. The Nimitz video is probably the most well-known piece of evidence in this whole case.
Uh-huh.
It was captured by an FA-18F Super Hornet.
Right.
Using its advanced targeting forward-looking infrared, ATF-LIR, system.
For those of us who aren't fighter pilots, what exactly does this video show?
The video shows this tic-tac-shaped object moving against a clear background. The most intriguing part is the last 32 frames, where the object suddenly accelerates to the left and out of the camera's frame.
So the video basically backs up what Commander Fravor described.
Yes.
This thing just zipping away at an impossible speed.
Precisely.
Oh.
But what's really fascinating is that the researchers were able to analyze this video frame by frame, like a detective poring over a crime scene photo,
right,
to try and get an even more accurate estimate of the object's acceleration.
Wait, they actually went through the video frame by frame. That must have been incredibly tedious work.
It was a meticulous process,
yeah,
but it revealed some incredibly valuable insights.
Okay.
They painstakingly tracked the movement of the object in each frame.
Yeah.
Even accounting for the camera's own motion to make sure they were isolating the UAP's acceleration.
Right.
Then they used different kinematic models, which are essentially mathematical descriptions of motion,
right,
to find the best fit for the observed acceleration.
So they were using some serious scientific firepower to try and extract every bit of information they could from this video.
Absolutely.
And their analysis turned up some fascinating details.
It did.
What did they find?
They found that the most probable acceleration of the object during this maneuver was about 75.9 Gs.
Still way beyond anything a conventional aircraft could achieve.
Yes.
But I have to ask, With all this talk of incredible speeds and impossible maneuvers, could this all be a hoax? Could there be a simpler explanation for what they saw?
That's a very valid question, and one that the researchers addressed head-on in their paper.
Okay.
They considered various alternative explanations, including the idea that what was observed was an illusion created by lasers or masers.
Lasers or masers creating these UAP sightings.
Yes.
How would that even work?
The theory is that powerful, coordinated beams of electromagnetic radiation could potentially ionize the air, creating a visual image, an infrared signature, and even a radar reflection that could mimic a solid object.
That's a really interesting idea.
It is.
But is it plausible? Wouldn't you need a massive coordinated effort to pull something like that off?
You absolutely would, and that's one of the main reasons why the researchers ultimately concluded that this explanation was unlikely.
Yeah.
The UAP sightings during the Nimitz encounter spanned a huge area, over 100 miles.
Right.
And involved multiple radar systems, aircraft.
Right.
And even sonar contacts when the objects appeared to submerge.
Wow.
It's incredibly difficult to imagine how a laser or maser-based hoax could be carried out on that scale without being detected.
So you're saying it would require a level of technology and coordination that's basically beyond anything we know of.
Exactly.
Right.
And let's not forget that the Nimitz encounter wasn't an isolated incident.
Right.
There have been numerous reports of similar UAP sightings over the years.
Yeah.
Many from extremely credible sources, like military pilots and radar operators.
So while a hoax can't be completely ruled out, the sheer amount of evidence,
yes,
from different sources and over a long period of time,
yeah,
seems to point towards something truly anomalous happening.
That's precisely the conclusion the researchers reached.
Okay.
They emphasized that the number and credibility of witnesses, the various observation methods used, and the consistency of reports over decades all suggest that these aren't just misinterpretations,
right,
or tricks of the light,
yeah,
but genuinely anomalous events.
Okay, so let's assume for a moment that these UAPs are real physical objects,
okay,
capable of these incredible accelerations.
Right.
What does it all mean?
What?
What are the implications for our understanding of technology, physics, maybe even our place in the universe?
Well, for starters, it throws a wrench into our understanding of what's technologically possible.
Okay.
The accelerations these UAPs exhibited are just light years beyond anything we can currently achieve with conventional aircraft or spacecraft.
So are you saying it suggests a level of technology that we haven't even dreamed of yet?
That's certainly one interpretation.
Okay.
And what makes it even more baffling is that these objects weren't showing any of the usual signs of advanced propulsion, like,
yeah,
sonic booms, excessive heat, or visible exhaust plumes.
It's almost as if they're operating under a completely different set of rules, a different kind of physics altogether.
It's a possibility that we can't ignore.
Right.
And while we still don't know where these UAPs come from or,
yeah,
what their purpose might be,
right,
the data is pretty clear.
Yeah.
We're dealing with something extraordinary.
Yeah.
Something that challenges our fundamental assumptions about technology and the nature of reality itself.
This is blowing my mind.
It is amazing, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
So what's next? What are the key takeaways from this research, and where do we go from here?
I think one of the biggest takeaways is the sheer scientific rigor that went into this analysis.
Okay.
They didn't just wave their hands and say aliens.
No.
They took hard data, applied established principles of physics, and came to some pretty remarkable conclusions.
Yeah.
And this is exactly the kind of approach we need more of in the study of UAPs.
I agree.
Rigorous, evidence-based analysis,
yeah,
that's open to exploring the unknown without jumping to conclusions.
I completely agree. It's exciting to see this kind of serious scientific attention being paid to the UAP phenomenon.
Absolutely. And I think this research opens up some really intriguing avenues for future investigation.
Like what?
For example, if these craft are achieving these kinds of accelerations without any apparent physical effects, what kind of technology could be at play?
Right.
Could it be something like manipulating gravity, a concept that's been theorized but never observed?
Right.
These are the kind of questions that we need to be asking and trying to answer.
This is incredible stuff.
It is.
So before we wrap up this first part of our deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with something to ponder.
Okay.
We've talked about these extreme accelerations.
Right.
The lack of conventional propulsion.
Uh-huh.
And hinted at the possibility of something like gravity manipulation.
All very intriguing clues, but clues nonetheless.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So here's the question I want everyone to chew on. If these UAPs are indeed manipulating gravity to pull off these seemingly impossible feats, What does that tell us about our current understanding of physics?
Mm-hmm.
Are we missing a fundamental piece of the puzzle?
Ah, you're getting to the heart of it.
Mm.
I think it suggests that our models of the universe,
mm-hmm.
while incredibly advanced, are probably incomplete.
Right.
We've made tremendous progress in understanding the cosmos, from the subatomic level to the vastness of space.
Yeah.
But there are still gaps in our knowledge, especially when it comes to gravity.
So maybe we're standing on the edge of a new era of scientific discovery.
It could be.
One where we have to rethink our understanding of the universe and the laws that govern it.
I think that's a very real possibility.
Wow.
These UAPs, if they are what they seem to be, could be the key to unlocking a whole new realm of physics.
That's both exhilarating and a little terrifying, isn't it?
It is. But as scientists, our job is to explore the unknown, to challenge our assumptions, and to constantly seek a deeper understanding of the universe and our place within it.
Well said. And on that note, I think it's time to take a break and let our listeners process all this incredible information.
A good point. We've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
From the details of the Nimitz encounter to the potential implications for our understanding of technology and the very fabric of reality.
We'll be back soon to continue our deep dive, exploring more of the research and its implications. So stay tuned and keep those minds open. This is just the beginning.
Absolutely. It is just the beginning.
It is.
Yeah. It's fascinating to consider, isn't it? This idea that we might be on the verge of a scientific revolution.
Yeah.
All thanks to these enigmatic UAPs.
It's like we're looking through a keyhole.
Yeah.
Catching glimpses of a reality that we didn't even know existed.
And the more we peer through that keyhole, the more we realize how much there is to discover.
Okay, so we've established that these UAPs seem to be defying our understanding of physics.
Right.
But let's go back to the Nimitz encounter for a moment.
Okay.
The researchers focused on the flight characteristics.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another aspect of this encounter that I find particularly intriguing, the way these objects seem to interact with the Navy personnel.
Yes. You're talking about the reports that the UAPs seem to react to the pilots' maneuvers.
Exactly.
Almost as if they were aware of their presence.
Exactly. And there was that strange incident where a UAP appeared at the pre-designated CAP point.
Right.
After Commander Fravor and his wingman had returned to the Nimitz.
Yes.
The researchers even calculated the probability of that happening by chance, and it was incredibly low.
That detail always sends chills down my spine. It suggests a level of intelligence and intentionality that goes beyond just random movements. Think about it.
Right.
They show up exactly where the pilots are expected to be.
Yeah.
Almost as if they were anticipating their next move.
Right. It's as if these UAPs were not only aware of the Navy's presence, but were also actively engaging with them in some way.
It certainly raises more questions than it answers.
Yeah.
What was the purpose of those interactions? Were they trying to communicate?
Right.
Or were they simply observing and assessing the Navy's capabilities?
It's like they were playing a game of cosmic chess.
Yeah.
And we're only just beginning to understand the rules.
A very apt analogy. It highlights the fact that we may be dealing with something far more complex than we initially imagined.
Okay, so we've talked about the mind-blowing science behind the UAP's movements.
Yes.
The possibility of intelligence
and
the need for more research. But I want to ask you something a little more philosophical.
Okay.
What do you think the implications would be for humanity if these UAPs turned out to be extraterrestrial in origin?
That's a question that's been pondered by philosophers and scientists for centuries. I think the implications would be nothing short of revolutionary.
In what ways? Paint me a picture.
Well, first and foremost, it would confirm that we are not alone in the universe, that life and potentially intelligent life exists beyond Earth.
Yeah.
That realization would fundamentally shift our understanding of our place in the cosmos.
It would be like realizing that the Earth isn't the center of the universe all over again.
Exactly. And it would force us to reconsider so many of our assumptions about life, technology, and our own history. Imagine the textbooks being rewritten, the philosophies reevaluated.
It's mind-boggling to think about the ripple effects such a discovery would have.
Absolutely. And speaking of technology, think about the potential impact on our own scientific and technological development.
Mm-hmm.
If we could study and understand the technology behind these UAPs, it could lead to breakthroughs in areas like propulsion, energy, and material science.
It would be like leapfrogging centuries ahead in technological advancement.
It's a tantalizing possibility.
Yeah.
But we have to temper our excitement with a healthy dose of caution.
Mm-hmm.
We still know so little about these UAPs.
Right.
We don't know their intentions.
Right.
We don't know if their technology would be compatible with our own.
Yeah.
And we certainly don't know if they would be willing to share their knowledge with us.
It's a reminder that while the discovery of extraterrestrial life would be a momentous occasion, it's not without its potential risks and challenges.
Precisely. It's a scenario that demands careful consideration,
mm-hmm.
planning,
right.
and perhaps even a reassessment of our values as a species.
Okay, let's bring it back to the specifics of the research paper for a moment.
Okay.
The researchers estimated that the accelerations of these UAPs were in the hundreds, even thousands of Gs.
And they pointed out that these UAPs didn't exhibit any of the usual physical effects associated with such extreme accelerations.
Right.
No sonic booms.
Right.
No intense heat signatures.
Right.
No visible propulsion systems.
Right. It's as if they're operating under a completely different set of rules.
Yeah.
Almost like they're bending reality itself.
Yeah.
It boggles the mind to even try to conceive of that kind of technology.
Yeah. That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Over the years, there have been many theories put forward.
Mm-hmm.
But none of them fully explain what we're seeing.
Can you give us some examples of those theories?
Sure.
What are some of the ideas that people are exploring?
Well, some theories propose that these UAPs might be utilizing some form of advanced gravitational manipulation.
Okay.
Essentially warping the fabric of space-time to achieve these incredible feats. Others suggest that they could be harnessing exotic forms of matter or energy that we don't yet understand.
Okay.
Things that are completely outside our current scientific models.
So we're potentially talking about physics beyond the standard model.
Yeah.
Something that would completely revolutionize our understanding of the universe.
That's precisely what makes this research so groundbreaking.
Yeah.
It's pushing the boundaries of scientific inquiry.
Yeah.
And forcing us to consider possibilities that we might have previously dismissed as science fiction.
It's a reminder that the universe is full of mysteries, and we're just beginning to scratch the surface of what's out there.
And who knows what incredible discoveries await us as we continue to explore.
Yeah, that's a great point. It's both humbling and exhilarating at the same time.
It certainly is.
Yeah.
We've spent a lot of time talking about the extraordinary capabilities of these UAPs.
Right.
But there's another side to this coin that we need to address.
Yeah.
The potential risks.
You're right. We can't just get caught up in the wonder of it all and ignore the potential dangers.
Exactly. If we're dealing with technology that's so far beyond our own,
right.
we have to be very careful about how we approach it.
So let's play devil's advocate for a moment.
Okay.
Let's assume, just for the sake of argument, that these UAPs are extraterrestrial.
Mm.
What are some of the specific risks we might be facing?
Well, as we touched on earlier, one of the biggest concerns is the possibility of conflict. We've seen throughout history that when two civilizations with vastly different levels of technology meet,
right.
things don't always go smoothly.
You're talking about scenarios like those classic sci-fi movies where misunderstandings and miscommunications lead to all-out war.
Precisely. We have to be extremely cautious about how we interact with these UAPs. If they perceive us as a threat or if we misinterpret their actions,
right.
things could escalate very quickly.
And even if there's no deliberate aggression, there's still the potential for accidental harm. Their technology, even if used for peaceful purposes, could have unintended consequences that we can't even fathom.
Exactly. It's like trying to teach a toddler how to use a nuclear reactor.
It's a terrifying thought.
It is. It highlights the importance of proceeding with caution and humility.
Absolutely. We need to recognize that we might not have all the answers and that our actions could have far-reaching consequences.
I agree completely. We need to approach this with a sense of responsibility and a willingness to learn from our mistakes.
It's a reminder that advanced technology, no matter how impressive, always carries with it a certain level of risk.
And there's another risk that's perhaps even more insidious.
What's that?
The risk of exploitation. If these UAPs possess technology that we desperately want,
yeah.
there's a danger that we might resort to unethical means to try and obtain it.
That's a dark thought, but it's a possibility we can't ignore. Human history is riddled with examples of one civilization exploiting another for its own gain.
Unfortunately, you're right. And we have to be extremely careful not to repeat those mistakes on a cosmic scale.
So it seems like the discovery of extraterrestrial life, while potentially awe-inspiring and world-changing, also presents a significant ethical challenge for humanity.
Absolutely. It would demand a level of global cooperation, wisdom, and restraint that we haven't always demonstrated in the past.
It's a lot to think about. But for now, let's shift gears and bring it back to the research we've been discussing.
A good plan. This paper focused on analyzing specific events, applying hard science to try and understand the seemingly impossible.
And one of the key takeaways was this idea that our current understanding of physics might be incomplete, that there might be more to the universe than we currently realize.
Yeah, that's right. This research is a powerful reminder that we should never stop questioning, never stop exploring, and never stop pushing the boundaries of what we think we know.
It's a call to embrace the unknown with curiosity and humility.
Exactly. And who knows, maybe these UAPs, these enigmatic visitors from who knows where, will ultimately lead us to a deeper understanding of ourselves and our place in the cosmos.
It's a beautiful thought. Well, I think we've covered an incredible amount of ground in this deep dive.
We have. From the nitty-gritty details of the Nimitz encounter to the mind-bending implications of potential extraterrestrial contact, we've really explored the full spectrum of this fascinating topic.
To our listeners, we hope you found this episode as thought-provoking and engaging as we did.
Remember, this is just the beginning of the conversation. There's still so much we don't know about UAPs. But the more we learn, the more we realize how much there is to discover.
The research we discussed today is a testament to the power of scientific inquiry, and we hope it inspires you to stay curious, keep asking questions, and never stop exploring the mysteries of the universe.
If you're interested in learning more about the research we discussed, you can find the full paper and other related information on the UAP Caucus website.
And be sure to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on social media for more deep dives into the world of UAP research.
Until next time, keep your minds open, keep your eyes on the skies, and never stop searching for the truth.
Because as we've seen today, the truth can be far stranger and more wondrous than we ever imagined.